The Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott is a comprehensive guide to improving self-esteem and building confidence. The book provides practical advice on how to recognize and overcome negative thoughts, build positive relationships, set realistic goals, and develop healthy habits. It also offers guidance on dealing with difficult emotions such as fear, anger, guilt, shame, envy, and jealousy. The book begins by discussing the importance of self-esteem in our lives. It explains that having low self-esteem can lead to feelings of worthlessness or inadequacy, which can have a detrimental effect on our mental health. The author then goes into detail about the different types of negative thinking patterns that can contribute to low self-esteem, such as perfectionism or all-or-nothing thinking. Lamott then outlines strategies for overcoming these thought patterns, including cognitive restructuring techniques like reframing your thoughts or challenging irrational beliefs. She also discusses how developing healthier habits such as exercise or meditation can help improve your mood and boost your confidence levels. In addition to providing practical advice on improving one's own sense of worthiness, Lamott also covers topics related to interpersonal relationships such as communication skills and assertiveness training. She emphasizes the importance of setting boundaries in order to protect oneself from emotional manipulation or abuse from others. Finally, she encourages readers to take action towards achieving their goals by breaking them down into smaller steps that are more manageable. Throughout the book, she provides exercises designed to help readers identify their strengths and weaknesses so they can focus their efforts accordingly. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your self-esteem. Self-esteem is an important part of our lives, and understanding it is the first step to improving it. This book provides an overview of the different aspects of self-esteem and how to recognize and address them. Main idea number 2. Identify your strengths. Knowing your strengths and weaknesses is essential to building self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to identify and use your strengths to your advantage. Main idea number 3. Develop positive thinking. Positive thinking is a key component of self-esteem. This book provides strategies for developing positive thinking habits and how to use them to improve your self-esteem. Main idea number 4. Set goals. Setting goals is an important part of self-improvement. This book provides guidance on how to set realistic goals and how to stay motivated to achieve them. Main idea number 5. Manage stress. Stress can have a negative impact on self-esteem. This book provides strategies for managing stress and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 6. Practice self-care. Taking care of yourself is essential to maintaining good self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to practice self-care and how to make it a part of your daily routine. Main idea number 7. Build healthy relationships. Healthy relationships are important for self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to build and maintain healthy relationships and how to recognize unhealthy ones. Main idea number 8. Develop assertiveness. Assertiveness is an important skill for self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to develop assertiveness and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 9. Overcome fear. Fear can be a major obstacle to self-esteem. This book provides strategies for overcoming fear and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 10. Find your passion. Finding your passion is an important part of self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to find your passion and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 11. Take risks. Taking risks is an important part of self-improvement. This book provides guidance on how to take risks and how to use them to your advantage. Main idea number 12. Embrace change. Change can be a difficult but necessary part of self-improvement. This book provides guidance on how to embrace change and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 13. Develop self-awareness. Self-awareness is an important part of self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to develop self-awareness and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 14. Find balance. Finding balance in life is essential for self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to find balance and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 15. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude is an important part of self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to practice gratitude and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 16. Take action. Taking action is an important part of self-improvement. This book provides guidance on how to take action and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 17. Find support. Finding support is an important part of self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to find support and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 18. Celebrate success. Celebrating success is an important part of self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to celebrate success and how to use it to your advantage. Main idea number 19. Learn from mistakes. Learning from mistakes is an important part of self-improvement. This book provides guidance on how to learn from mistakes and how to use them to your advantage. Main idea number 20. Live in the moment. Living in the moment is an important part of self-esteem. This book provides guidance on how to live in the moment and how to use it to your advantage. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Self-esteem is an important part of our lives, and understanding it is the first step to improving it. In the Self-Esteem Guide for Women, author Cindy Lamott provides readers with a comprehensive overview of self-esteem and how to recognize and address its various aspects. She explains that self-esteem is not just about feeling good about yourself, rather, it's also about having realistic expectations for yourself and your life. Lamott outlines the different components of self-esteem, such as confidence, assertiveness, resilience, acceptance of oneself, positive body image, healthy relationships with others, setting boundaries in relationships, and more. The book also offers practical advice on how to build up one's own self-esteem by developing healthier habits such as regular exercise or meditation. It encourages readers to take responsibility for their own feelings by recognizing their strengths and weaknesses while learning from mistakes instead of dwelling on them. Additionally, Lamott emphasizes the importance of being kinder to oneself through positive affirmations or journaling. Overall, this book provides an insightful look into understanding one's own self-esteem so that individuals can make meaningful changes in their lives. By following the tips outlined in this guidebook, women will be able to gain greater insight into themselves, which will help them become more confident in all areas of life. Main idea number 2. Identifying your strengths is an important part of building self-esteem. Knowing what you are good at and where you excel can help to boost your confidence and give you a sense of purpose. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott provides guidance on how to identify and use your strengths to your advantage. It helps readers understand their unique talents, skills, abilities, values, interests, passions, and experiences that make them special. Through this book, readers will learn how to recognize their own personal gifts in order to maximize their potential. The book also offers practical advice on how best to utilize these strengths in different areas of life, such as work or relationships. It encourages readers to take ownership of their lives by recognizing the power they have within themselves through identifying and using their individual strengths. Additionally, it provides tips on how best to manage weaknesses so that they do not become obstacles in achieving goals. By reading the Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott, readers will gain insight into understanding who they are as individuals while learning valuable strategies for utilizing their unique qualities in order to achieve success both personally and professionally. Main idea number 3. Developing positive thinking habits is essential for improving self-esteem. Positive thinking helps to create a more optimistic outlook on life, which can lead to greater confidence and improved mental health. It also allows us to focus on our strengths rather than weaknesses, enabling us to make better decisions and take action towards achieving our goals. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott provides strategies for developing positive thinking habits that will help you build your self-esteem. The book covers topics such as how to recognize negative thoughts and replace them with positive ones, how to practice gratitude and appreciation, how to set realistic expectations of yourself and others, and how to use affirmations effectively. Additionally, the book offers advice on dealing with difficult emotions like anger or fear in order to maintain a healthy level of self-esteem. By following the strategies outlined in this book, you can learn how to think positively about yourself and your life experiences. This will enable you to develop healthier relationships with yourself as well as those around you while increasing your overall sense of well-being. Main idea number 4. Setting goals is an essential part of self-improvement. Goals provide direction and focus, helping you to stay motivated and on track with your progress. In the Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott, readers are provided with guidance on how to set realistic goals that will help them reach their desired outcomes. This book explains the importance of setting achievable goals and provides tips on how to stay focused and motivated in order to achieve them. The book also covers topics such as goal-setting strategies, breaking down large tasks into smaller ones, creating a timeline for achieving each goal, tracking progress towards completion of each task or milestone, dealing with setbacks or obstacles along the way, celebrating successes when they occur, and staying positive throughout the process. By following these steps outlined in the Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott, readers can learn how to effectively set realistic goals that will lead them closer towards their desired outcome. With this knowledge, they can create a plan of action that will help keep them motivated while working towards achieving their personal growth objectives. Main idea number 5. Managing stress is an important part of maintaining good self-esteem. Stress can have a negative impact on our mental and physical health, as well as our relationships with others. In the Self-Esteem Guide for Women, Cindy Lamott provides strategies to help women manage their stress in order to improve their overall well-being. She explains how to identify the sources of stress in your life and offers practical tips for dealing with it effectively. Lamott also discusses how to use stress as a tool for personal growth and development. The book covers topics such as recognizing signs of burnout, developing healthy coping mechanisms, setting boundaries, and creating balance between work and home life. It also includes advice on how to practice self-care through activities like yoga or meditation that can help reduce anxiety levels. Additionally, Lamott encourages readers to take time out from their busy schedules in order to relax and recharge. By following the strategies outlined in this book, women can learn how to better manage their stress levels so they can lead healthier lives with higher self-esteem. Main idea number 6. Practicing self-care is an important part of maintaining good self-esteem. Self-care involves taking the time to nurture yourself and your needs, both physically and emotionally. It can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, engaging in hobbies or creative pursuits that bring you joy, spending quality time with friends and family members who support you, setting boundaries with people who are not supportive of your goals or values, meditating or practicing mindfulness techniques to reduce stress levels and increase relaxation. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women provides guidance on how to make self-care a regular part of your life. It offers tips on how to prioritize yourself by carving out me time each day, how to create a positive environment at home, how to practice mindful living, and more. The book also includes advice from experts on topics such as body image issues, relationships with others, including romantic partners, career choices, and financial planning. By making self-care a priority in your life, you will be able to better manage stress levels while increasing feelings of happiness and contentment. This book provides the tools needed for women everywhere to take charge of their own well-being so they can live their best lives. Main idea number 7. Building healthy relationships is essential for developing and maintaining a positive self-image. Healthy relationships are based on mutual respect, trust, communication, and understanding. They involve being honest with yourself and your partner about what you need from the relationship in order to feel fulfilled. It also involves setting boundaries that both parties can agree upon. When building healthy relationships, it is important to be aware of any red flags or warning signs that may indicate an unhealthy relationship dynamic. These could include feeling like you have to constantly please your partner or feeling like they are controlling or manipulating you in some way. If these feelings arise, it is important to address them as soon as possible so that the issue can be resolved before it becomes more serious. It's also important to remember that no one person has all the answers when it comes to creating a successful relationship. Everyone involved needs to work together towards common goals and objectives in order for the relationship to thrive. This means having open conversations about expectations, desires, fears, hopes, dreams, etc., so that each party feels heard and respected. Finally, don't forget that relationships take time and effort. There will be ups and downs along the way, but if both parties remain committed, then a strong foundation can be built over time, which will help ensure long-term success. Main idea number 8. Assertiveness is a key skill for developing self-esteem. It involves being able to express your thoughts, feelings, and opinions in an honest and direct way without feeling guilty or ashamed. Assertiveness can help you stand up for yourself, set boundaries with others, and communicate more effectively. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott provides guidance on how to develop assertiveness skills. The book covers topics such as understanding the difference between passive, aggressive, and assertive behavior, learning how to say no without guilt, recognizing when it's appropriate to be assertive, using body language effectively, dealing with criticism constructively, and managing difficult conversations. By following the advice in this book, readers will learn how to become more confident in their communication style while still respecting themselves and others. With practice, they will gain the ability to speak up for what they want or need without fear of rejection or disapproval. Main idea number 9. Fear can be a paralyzing emotion that prevents us from achieving our goals and living life to the fullest. It can also lead to feelings of low self-esteem, as we become overwhelmed by negative thoughts and emotions. In the Self-Esteem Guide for Women, Cindy Lamott provides strategies for overcoming fear and using it to your advantage. She explains how fear is often rooted in past experiences or beliefs about ourselves, and offers practical advice on how to identify these underlying causes so they can be addressed. Lamott encourages readers to take small steps towards facing their fears head-on. She suggests setting realistic goals that are achievable within a certain time frame, such as taking a class or joining an organization related to something you're afraid of. Additionally, she emphasizes the importance of positive self-talk when dealing with fear, reminding yourself that you have the power to overcome any obstacle. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women provides valuable insight into understanding and managing fear in order to build confidence and increase self-esteem. By following Lamott's advice, readers will learn how to use their fears as motivation rather than letting them hold them back. Main idea number 10. Finding your passion is an essential part of self-esteem. It can be difficult to identify what you are passionate about, but it is worth the effort. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott provides guidance on how to find and use your passions in life. This book helps readers explore their interests and talents, as well as develop strategies for pursuing them. It also offers advice on how to stay motivated when faced with obstacles or setbacks. The guide encourages readers to take risks and try new things in order to discover their true passions. It emphasizes that there is no one right answer. Instead, each person must find his or her own unique path towards fulfillment. Additionally, the book provides tips on how to make time for activities that bring joy and satisfaction into life. Ultimately, finding your passion can help you build a sense of purpose and meaning in life. With this guide's help, readers will gain insight into themselves so they can pursue their dreams with confidence. Main idea number 11. Taking risks can be a scary prospect, but it is an essential part of self-improvement. Taking risks allows us to explore new opportunities and experiences that we may not have otherwise considered. It also helps us to develop our confidence and resilience in the face of adversity. In the Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott, readers are provided with guidance on how to take risks effectively and use them as a tool for personal growth. The book outlines different types of risk-taking, such as physical, financial, emotional, or social risks. It provides advice on how to assess the potential benefits versus the potential costs associated with each type of risk before making any decisions. Additionally, it offers strategies for managing fear and anxiety when faced with difficult situations or uncertain outcomes. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women encourages readers to embrace their inner courage and take calculated risks in order to reach their goals. By learning how to identify appropriate levels of risk-taking based on individual circumstances, readers will gain greater insight into themselves while developing skills that will help them become more successful in life. Main idea number 12. Embracing change can be a difficult but rewarding process. It requires us to step outside of our comfort zone and take risks in order to grow and improve ourselves. This book provides guidance on how to embrace change, including tips for recognizing when it is time for a change, understanding the benefits of making changes, and developing strategies for managing the transition period. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women also offers advice on how to use change as an opportunity for personal growth. It encourages readers to identify areas where they would like to make improvements and then develop action plans that will help them reach their goals. Additionally, this book provides insight into how self-esteem affects our ability to accept and manage changes in our lives. By embracing change, we can open up new possibilities in life that may have previously seemed out of reach. With the right tools and mindset, we can learn how to use these changes as opportunities rather than obstacles. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women helps readers understand why it is important to embrace change so they can move forward with confidence. Main idea number 13. Developing self-awareness is an important part of building a strong sense of self-esteem. Self-awareness involves understanding your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to gain insight into yourself and how you interact with the world around you. It also involves recognizing your strengths and weaknesses, as well as identifying areas where you can improve. This book provides guidance on how to develop self-awareness by exploring different aspects of yourself, such as values, beliefs, goals, motivations, emotions, and relationships. It also offers advice on how to use this knowledge to make positive changes in your life. For example, it suggests ways that you can become more aware of what triggers negative emotions or reactions so that you can better manage them when they arise. The book also encourages readers to practice mindfulness techniques such as meditation or journaling, which help cultivate greater awareness about oneself. Additionally, it provides tips for setting realistic expectations for yourself while still striving for personal growth and development. Main idea number 14. Finding balance in life is essential for self-esteem. It can be difficult to achieve, but it's worth the effort. This book provides guidance on how to find balance and use it to your advantage. It covers topics such as setting boundaries, managing stress, developing healthy relationships, and creating a positive outlook on life. The author also offers practical advice on how to make changes that will help you create a more balanced lifestyle. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women helps readers understand why finding balance is important and how they can go about achieving it. It explains the importance of taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually so that you can live an empowered life with greater confidence and joy. The book also includes tips on how to stay motivated when things get tough or when progress seems slow. This guide encourages readers to take actionable steps towards finding balance in their lives by exploring different aspects of themselves, such as values, beliefs, goals, strengths, and weaknesses. By understanding these elements better, we are able to make decisions that align with our true selves rather than what society expects from us. Overall, this book provides valuable insight into the importance of finding balance in order to lead a fulfilling life full of self-love and respect. With its helpful advice and inspiring stories from real women who have found success through balancing their lives, this guide is sure to provide invaluable support for anyone looking for ways to improve their self-esteem. Main idea number 15. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to boost your self-esteem. It involves taking the time to recognize and appreciate all of the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. When you practice gratitude, it helps you focus on what's positive instead of dwelling on negative thoughts or feelings. This can help you feel more confident and secure in yourself. Gratitude also has many other benefits, such as improving relationships with others, increasing happiness levels, reducing stress and anxiety, and even helping us sleep better at night. To get started practicing gratitude, take some time each day to reflect on what you are thankful for. You could write down 3 things that make you happy or grateful every morning before starting your day. You can also use affirmations throughout the day to remind yourself of all the wonderful things in your life. For example, I am so grateful for my family who loves me unconditionally, or I am thankful for this beautiful sunny day. Practicing gratitude regularly will help increase your self-esteem by reminding yourself of all that is good in life. Main idea number 16. Taking action is an essential part of self-improvement. It can be difficult to take the first step, but it's important to remember that taking action is a key factor in achieving success and reaching your goals. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott provides guidance on how to take action and use it effectively. This book offers practical advice on how to identify areas where you need improvement, set realistic goals, create an action plan, and stay motivated throughout the process. The book also covers topics such as developing positive thinking habits, building confidence through self-care practices, managing stress and anxiety levels, overcoming fear of failure or rejection, dealing with criticism constructively, and learning from mistakes. Additionally, this guide includes tips on how to build meaningful relationships with others while maintaining healthy boundaries. By following the steps outlined in this book, you will gain insight into yourself and learn valuable skills that will help you become more confident in all aspects of life. Taking action is not always easy, but it's necessary if you want to make progress towards your goals. With the Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott as your companion along the way, you can feel empowered knowing that each step forward brings you closer to becoming the best version of yourself. Main idea number 17. Finding support is an essential part of building self-esteem. It can be difficult to find the right kind of support, but it is worth the effort. In the Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott, readers are provided with guidance on how to identify and access sources of support that will help them build their self-esteem. This book offers advice on how to reach out for help from friends, family members, or professionals when needed. Additionally, it provides tips on how to use this support in a positive way so that it can have a lasting impact. The book also covers topics such as understanding your own needs and wants, setting boundaries, developing healthy relationships, managing stress and anxiety, dealing with criticism, and learning how to forgive yourself and others. All these topics are important components of building strong self-esteem, which can lead to greater confidence in all areas of life. Main idea number 18. Celebrating success is an important part of self-esteem. It helps to remind us that we are capable and worthy of achieving our goals, no matter how small or large they may be. In the Self-Esteem Guide for Women by Cindy Lamott, readers will learn how to recognize their successes and use them as a source of motivation and inspiration. This book provides guidance on how to celebrate success in meaningful ways, such as setting aside time each day to reflect on your accomplishments or taking the time to write down your successes in a journal. Additionally, it offers advice on using positive affirmations and visualizations to help you stay focused on your goals. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women also encourages readers to share their successes with others. Celebrating with friends and family can help boost morale while providing support from those who care about you most. Furthermore, celebrating success can create opportunities for networking, which could lead to further career advancement or personal growth. By learning how best to celebrate success, readers will gain confidence in themselves and become more motivated towards reaching their goals. With this book's helpful tips and strategies, anyone can learn how best utilize the power of celebration when striving towards greater achievements. Main idea number 19. Learning from mistakes is an essential part of personal growth and development. It can be difficult to accept that we have made a mistake, but it is important to recognize our errors in order to learn from them and move forward. This book provides guidance on how to identify mistakes, understand why they happened, and use the lessons learned for future success. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women offers practical advice on how to take responsibility for your actions without feeling guilty or ashamed. It also provides strategies on how to forgive yourself when you make a mistake and focus on what you can do differently next time. Additionally, this book encourages readers to look at their mistakes as opportunities for learning rather than failures. This guide helps women develop self-awareness by recognizing patterns of behavior that lead them into making mistakes. By understanding these patterns, women can become more mindful of their choices and better equipped with the tools needed to avoid similar situations in the future. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women also emphasizes the importance of resilience, the ability to bounce back after making a mistake, and provides tips on how best cultivate this quality. Main idea number 20. Living in the moment is about being present and aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. It means taking time to appreciate what you have right now instead of worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. When we live in the moment, we can be more mindful of our decisions and how they affect us both now and later on. The Self-Esteem Guide for Women provides practical advice on how to make living in the moment a part of your daily life. It encourages readers to take time out each day to focus on their own needs and wants without feeling guilty or ashamed. The book also offers tips for managing stress levels so that it doesn't interfere with enjoying life's moments. By learning how to live in the moment, women can gain greater self-esteem by recognizing their worthiness as individuals. This book helps them do just that by providing guidance on how to use mindfulness techniques such as meditation, journaling, yoga, breathing exercises, visualization practices, etc., which all help bring awareness into one's life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.